This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 30th, brought to you by Ag for USMCA. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. USDA's planted acreage report today showed no reduction in farmer planted acreage of corn or soybeans. Corn acres confirmed at the same level of the March intentions report at 95.3 million. Traders anticipated the figure would fall to just under 95 million. Soybean acres came in exactly as the trade expected at 85.4 million, up from the March intentions of 84.7. Despite the bearish numbers, commodity prices were higher at the Board of Trade today. Arlen Sertiman with StoneX says the timing of the report and electronic trading may have played a role in market performance.
To a great extent, it was. Now, it's the end of the month, end of the fiscal quarter, so you always got to take it with a little bit of grain of salt and see if we confirm it over the next couple of days. But I think algo trading certainly did change the response. I don't think we would have got the same response from this report 20 years ago, but it is what it is. Algos give us higher prices and they give us lower prices, and today they gave us higher prices. And what it tells me basically is the numbers were not as bearish as feared. So even where they came in a little more bearish than what the trade expected, we still rallied even in those areas as well, because kind of the whisper numbers were even worse.
Corn stocks were just shy of 5.3 billion bushels, soybean supplies at near 1 billion. The National Corn Growers saluting President Trump for pulling back on tariffs on phosphate fertilizer imports from Morocco. President Jed Bauer was pleased with the news.
It's a temporary halt on this. I am confident that this will become permanent. You know, when you have one company controlling almost all of the phosphate with Mosaic, trying to talk about how the foreign markets are creating hardship for them as they show record profits, that does not resonate at all with farmers.
In other news, Bauer says the nation's corn farmers were not in favor of Bayer's call to place tariffs on imports of foreign-produced glyphosate.
What a time to do this. We just had a great win by the President of the United States saying that we need to allow foreign fertilizers into the country. And here we are with one of the most popular herbicides in America. That company, controlling obviously the majority of all of it, now stating they don't want competition from foreign suppliers. When at a time, farmers are struggling day by day, whether it is prices, weather, and our input prices. I mean, everything is at record highs.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson today unveiled legislation to expand and modernize the H-2A Agricultural Guest Worker Program. The measure has the backing of more than 400 farm organizations. Thompson said when working on the farm bill, labor was an issue that could not be ignored.
And that's why the Ag Committee formed the Bipartisan Agricultural Labor Working Group last Congress. The bill that we have before us today is modeled after the recommendations that came out of that group. There are three main categories of reforms within the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act: expanding access, controlling costs, and streamlining the overall process.
Speaking for the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Kevin Brinkley said the nation's co-ops are essential to farmers and ranchers, and they need a reliable workforce.
This will offer a stable supply of labor to a lot of businesses that did not qualify before. And, okay, why co-ops? Well, co-ops are sort of a great equalizer in agriculture. It lets small and medium-sized farms, small and medium-sized firms compete on a much bigger stage. And so it's important that co-ops can stand together and have access to this very important economic tool.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Ag for USMCA. For American agriculture, certainty matters. USMCA, the trade agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, helps keep markets open, strengthens supply chains, and supports nearly 500,000 American jobs. For farmers, ranchers, and food producers, it's helped to create the stability needed to invest, grow, and compete. Now, USMCA is under review. Preserving this agreement means protecting American agriculture's future. Learn more at agforusmca.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.